Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Ando.
And I'm Fer.
And we host Niñas Bien Podcast.
We want to invite you to listen to our show.
Niñas Bien means good girls in Spanish. But you have to know that this is not a podcast for good girls.
Or for girls at all. It is a comedy podcast, so everyone is welcome to listen.
We talk about sex, relationships, technology.
We recommend movies and TV shows and discuss pop culture in general.
And there is Chisme Ajeno too.
A section we have just to gossip about everyone. So you'll find something you like here.
And you'll practice your Spanish.
The cleanest Spanish you'll find, we promise.
And if you already hablas español,
vamos a ser tus nuevas amigas. We'll be your friends for the non-Spanish speakers.
New episodes every Monday and Thursday.
Hosted by Acast and available to all audio platforms.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
Hey everyone, and welcome to another episode of Plumbing the Death Star. I'm Joel.
I'm Jackson.
And I'm also Joel.
And this is the fucking podcast that asks the important questions.
Mamma
mia. We got an edge.
Oh my god.
Yeah, you saw the
Huey
explicit
Lewis
rating.
On the news.
What do you mean by that?
It's just a general exclamation.
No, it's not.
People say it all the time.
People, you know, people.
Like people say it all the time, who? Dude, if they need to express
name
their
one
confusion.
Person.
Who says it?
Well, I'm saying it.
I've never heard you fucking say that before.
I've heard it.
Who else
say
says it?
Yeah, my friends.
Yeah.
Your friends.
Not people you know.
Yeah, that's true, because we don't know any of your friends.
Yeah.
There's definitely none here.
Yeah. Off to a good start for you, Jack.
Yep.
Yeah. Can't remember if we said our names yet or not.
Yeah,
we did.
What's the topic?
Yeah.
What's the topic? No, I remembered we hadn't done that part. I just couldn't remember the other part.
We done
it. And
names,
that's your
yeah.
fault. Huey Lewis in the news.
People say it all the time.
No, they don't. Today, look, this is the podcast where we ask the important questions like, would you trust a little boy with the powers of Shazam?
So Shazam, orphan mm-hmm. boy,
mm-hmm. yeah,
Billy goes on Batson. An evil subway, mm-hmm. meets an evil wizard.
Goes on the train that makes you fucked up.
Yeah, and the wizard says, kid, because this is true, I looked this up, because you're so loathsome and your life is so sad, you're the perfect boy to have Shazam powers. And the Shazam powers are if little uh-huh, Billy Batson, uh-huh. but I think yeah. in this situation—
Can we just back up a second? Like, you're so lonesome.
Yeah, you're so—
Loathsome?
Well, he says you're so lonely and sad, yeah, basically.
Yeah, so you're saying loathe.
Yeah,
so loathsome. Because you're— Wait, so
he's not loathsome.
So he's sad and lonely.
Well, loathsome sort of like a general.
Well, no.
An orphan.
So when you say he's sad and lonely, very different to be like, you're loathsome enough to get the powers
okay,
of Shazam.
He's sad and lonely and he's despicable.
Once again, because like a wizard being like, you're sad and lonely, your life is, you know, you are living a kind of, you seem unhappy, and yeah. I'm going to give you the powers of Shazam to make you, like, I guess, fill that void with something, as opposed to people hate you and you are a disgusting human being.
Well, it's weird because
open your mouth, let me spit in it.
And also, yeah, I'm giving you the powers of Shazam. Well, he gives him the powers of Shazam to fight evil. He just later on is like, I picked you because you're so sad.
That's very different to being low.
He's okay. Not loathsome. Well, we don't know.
The kid could suck shit.
We don't know. Because the kid we're talking about, I think,
anyway,
for the purposes of this episode, can't be Billy Batson.
Okay.
Why?
Because Billy Batson is a superhero. We've seen evidence that it's good.
Oh, okay. You can trust him.
Yeah,
no, but... Yeah. You can't really at first.
But we should, let's continue establishing what Shazamming is.
Okay.
So when Billy Batson or any child says Shazam, they become an adult, a sort of superpowered muscular adult.
They basically become a Superman.
Yeah, exactly. They and the Shazam is an acrostic for all of the different gods that he has the powers of.
You got Shoes, Hoos,
Zeus,
Zeus,
Moose.
Zeus again.
Yeah. Moose, yeah, at the end. Yeah.
Zeus. Yeah. So which Zeus's does he get?
He gets, well, S is for
Shazam.
That's recursive. There's nothing we can do about that.
H is for
Hercules, I think.
Yeah.
He's a demigod, but still.
Yeah.
Zeus.
Yeah.
Z is for Zeus.
Oh, yeah, we're good at that one.
A is for Athena. And M is for Mercury. I just don't know what the Sha is for.
Okay, you'd think it'd be easy to quickly Google.
If
but
you go on the Wikipedia page for Shazam, it's there.
Solomon for wisdom.
Okay.
So he gets the wisdom of Solomon, the strength of Hercules, the stamina of Atlas, the power of Zeus.
Vague.
The courage of Achilles.
Oh,
and Achilles was the one of them. Speed of Mercury.
There you go. Mercury is one of them, too.
And by extension, the power to fly.
Yeah. So he can, that's good as well to establish. He can fly. He's got incredible super strength. He basically can't be killed by mundane means.
Yeah.
And they say the wisdom of Solomon, but I've never seen him do anything that seems like he's using that power necessarily.
Yeah. If anything, Shazam seems like a buffoon most times.
And he can, King Solomon, he had a mind.
No, King Solomon's mine.
Yeah, King Solomon's mine, dude. That's where all of the gold is.
So he had, was mine.
He's wise. He's got gold.
So he,
like an ancient king of some variety.
So also possibly biblical.
Jebediah, like the band. I'm leaving.
Jedediah, sorry.
Jedediah from the Bible.
From the Bible.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Monarch of Israel, son and successor of David.
Okay. Yeah, he was like a famous king who had Bible powers. Don't worry about it. Anyway.
He was the penultimate ruler.
There you go. What? So he was
amalgamated Israel and Judah.
Okay. Very wise.
That is wise. Do you reckon they came up with the name Shazam and then decided it was going to be an acrostic?
Oh, yeah.
Afterwards?
Big time. I think
they're
originally
starting with Solomon. They're like, cool. Yeah.
Is there any gods with a pair start with S?
Yeah.
Any S's?
They would have been tempted to use Superman for sure.
Oh, absolutely. I think Superman would have been the start, and then they had to be like, no, they should probably all be gods, yeah. I'm sure there are gods. Anyway. So that's Shazam. You're saying, Dushi, you wouldn't even trust Shazam, who saved the world multiple times.
Well, not when he first gets his powers.
That's true. He goofs around a
little. Well, yeah, because if Shazam has Shazam powers and Shazam doesn't have a villain to fight immediately, Shazam's fucking that up.
Because he's a little kid and he's like, now I can buy booze and stuff.
Yeah, which
and
he does do.
Punch holes in the floor or whatever.
To impress his friend by doing feats of strength and flying and
it's kind of like if the plot of Big happened, but he also became Superman.
Hey, well done for pitching the movie Shazam.
Exactly.
Good job.
Thanks, man.
It is just like that.
Just 100%. Like that.
All you're missing out is like a weird relationship with Kim Cattrall.
That doesn't happen to Billy Batson. You're saying while he is, even as Billy Batson, he is troublesome.
Initially, I guess. Yeah, he almost killed the whole bus.
Yeah, that is true.
Well, in the movie, at least.
Yeah,
but
about
the comics.
Oh, I'm sure in the comics he's made multiple
He's probably
mistakes.
Tried to kill lots of buses.
Yeah.
Well, in the comics, famously in Kingdom Come, one of them goes bad.
Yeah, that's true.
Can't remember which one.
Probably Hoos.
Yeah. Mean one of the Shazams?
No. So
or like Shazam goes bad, or one of the letters of Shazam goes bad.
One of the halves of Shazam goes bad.
One of the halves?
Shazam or Billy Batson go bad.
Oh, yeah. I see what you mean.
I can't remember which one. And by bad, I mean side with the devil
Shazam's,
or whatever.
Doesn't he working with Lex?
Yeah, yes, he is, yeah. Okay. And it's like, because he's a little boy and Lex can easily manipulate him or whatever.
Wrong.
No? What
In
am
Kingdom
I?
Come, they're both adults. They can't tell the difference. They look exactly the same.
Fair enough. That's
Billy
funny.
Batson got swole.
Why did he grow up to look like Shazam?
Well, in the comic books, Billy Batson's Shazam looks like his dad.
Whoa!
So he grew up to be a spitting image of his dad?
Yeah, because he looks up to his dad who's dead.
His dad's buff?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
That's fucked up to be the exact, spitting image of your father. Exactly.
But I guess it's like what you imagine your father. Look, he's got a magic.
Well, I guess he grew up with the magic of Shazam, therefore he influenced his.
You can do whatever you want
with
exactly. magic.
No rules.
So, the twist is that, oh, wait, it's never been Shazam, it's always Billy?
Yeah, it was something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Look, I have read Kingdom Come.
I have looked at the front cover.
I read it a while
ago. I should read that.
I think they make a supervillain jail that's maybe like a ranch.
I know Clark, or I think he's being called Kal-El, he's got some sweet overalls and he's looking at a farm.
That's true. Is that? No, I'm thinking of For Want of a Nail where he's Amish. Comics are awesome.
Is that the one where him and Diana hook up at the end, or with Batman and Diana hook up at the
All
end?
All I remember is that they're like, it's this big climax and they're in a wheat field and they can't defeat the bad guy. Mm-hmm. And then this huge, hulking Amish guy in overalls and no shirt is like, gee, let me stop the problem. And it's like, whoa, in this reality, Superman is Amish. And he didn't even know. Or he just stayed Amish, like he didn't do anything with his powers. I don't know.
Okay, that wasn't Kingdom Come.
No, that was For Want of a Nail.
Yeah.
Yeah, Billy Batson is under control of Luthor.
Look, there you go.
But also Lex Luthor started the Mankind Liberation Front, the MLF.
Yeah. But, good one, comic.
But, MILF.
But so,
this predates MILF, though.
No, but in Marvel, there's the Mutant Liberation Front.
Yeah,
also
more
MILF.
MILFs. That's good.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Okay, so that's Billy Batson.
Yeah.
Whatever. Mm-hmm. What about just a regular kid?
Would you trust a child with the powers of Shazam?
Yeah. So you got, say you got the powers
depends
of
on the kid.
Say you don't know. So say you're the wizard, right?
Yeah.
And they're like, we're picking a kid at random. You got to give some kid the power of Shazam so that they can go fight the ancient evils or whatever.
I was like, why don't we pick not a child? Why don't we pick someone? I was like, initially I'm like, a pious person? Priest? Oh, no.
don't make a priest. You just make a priest go from regular to buff. It's got to be a child because they're pure of heart or some shit.
What? Childs can be little assholes.
Yeah, well, I don't know.
Kids aren't pure of heart at all.
Yeah, don't blame me, blame the West.
Yeah, all kids are pieces of shit.
Yeah.
Don't have any manners.
Yeah.
Not polite.
Brains aren't developed yet.
They can't think for shit.
I would be worried to give a kid super speed. I think they just go.
Yeah.
There's a reason we don't give kids guns.
The reason we don't give kids licenses.
Yeah, that's true.
It's like giving a kid a key to a car and being like, go on, off you
go fight the devil, kid.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, kid, you're pure of heart, have a gun. You'll know what to do.
All you got to say is bang, bang, bang. Yeah. Pull this trigger and you'll become super powerful. Do you think that maybe you could negate it if you were like, all right, kid, I'm giving you the power of Shazam, but you're getting like a Kara and they will say Shazam?
No, because that's also way too much control to the Kara.
Yeah, that's true.
They might start fighting the pure of heart.
Yeah, that's the problem there. It's all fucked.
What's pure of heart? A dog?
Also, this dog starts barking Shazam.
Row, 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 Shazam! Becomes a man dog. Fight crime. I'm going to use my thumbs to get meat. Oh, wow. Yeah, this is going to be a real problem. Oh, he's killing cats. He's just choking them out.
Oh, look, he's chasing birds. Oh, fuck. Oh, he's flying. He can fly now. Oh, the dog can fly.
Oh, God, he's chasing that car. Shit. He's quick. He caught up to the car.
Fuck.
Now he's pulling people out of the
car. He ran through the car.
Oh, my God. He's carjacking those people, it looks like.
He's getting into the car.
He's driving. Where's he going?
Where's he going? He can fly. Dog,
you can fly.
Why are you driving?
What is he doing? What? I'm going to have to fucking...
Where'd my dog go?
Why did he carjack that family? I don't understand. Is that what all dogs that are chasing cars want to do?
Fuck. The family are out of the car, but there's still a kid in the back seat. The dog doesn't know. Or does he? I don't know.
Oh, the parents are coming up to yell at me. I don't know. How am I going to explain this?
Fuck.
Ma'am, I thought the dog was pure of heart. Hang on, I'll come over there. I don't know why he carjacked you.
I don't know why he stole your boy.
My going theory is that's what all dogs are trying to do when they chase a car.
I guess.
I would never have thought it would be the case, but like, I don't know, lady. Yeah. This is what happens.
Maybe he's looking for his new best friend. Like, I got him when I was a boy. Maybe he thinks your boy's like old me.
Taught him to drive.
Yeah. The fact that he can, I mean, because
maybe
Solomon,
that's the wisdom of Solomon.
Maybe,
Solomon
drive. Do they have cars back then?
Is it like that intuitive
is that what they
thing?
Did?
You just need to be wise enough. You'll figure it out.
Wise, you can drive a car. Fuck, I don't know.
Lady, I don't even know. I mean, try and take me to court. Like, what's it going to look like?
Yeah, what's the judge going to say?
You know, if you persecute me, you know who's going to break me out? My faithful
my dog. Maybe. I don't know. I'm going to pay attention to, like, the airports. He might try and flee the country. Try and get him on the fly list. Human dog.
Yeah. I got whatever the fucking planes, like, they flew overhead. He was always barking his head off.
I don't know where he's going to go.
Maybe he thinks something wrong. I don't know.
Here I am thinking my dog's just a fucking dog, but clearly, lady, he's got a vendetta.
He's got a vendetta.
He has some kind of plan. Yeah. He must.
Yeah.
I'm sorry about your kid. Like, yeah. I'm sorry, but like fucking.
And all these cats that he strangled on the way.
Yeah. I thought he was pure of heart, but maybe that's just not true of dogs. Maybe it's like not
even
a thing.
Maybe my dog is awful. It's really hard to say.
Maybe it's like like dogs are just animals, or I got a bad one. I don't know
if I got it. Maybe I'm the problem. Maybe I'm a bad owner. I trained it
wrong. I would have
wrong.
Never encouraged this. Just train all the dead cats. Yeah.
Whenever I was driving, I never would be like, this is how, I never taught him. I was like, this is how you do
it.
I was,
but thinking about it, he could have been paying attention. Yeah. I wouldn't have thought that was
his thinking about it, I thought, no, there was a time. I thought it was funny. And I showed him how to drive a car.
Yeah, this might be
he
on
sat
me.
Sat on my lap and I was like, look, this is the, okay. Thinking back on it.
I might be to blame, ma'am. Yeah, I'm sorry.
My dog was the human man Shazam for 5 minutes, and he strangled three cats, chased a bird, and then carjacked you, and I'm sorry. I don't know where he's going.
I don't know where he's going or what our next move
is. Do you have GPS on your car, ma'am?
Yeah. Is it low-jacked? Yeah, because this is unprecedented.
Your car and or your boy.
Okay, so maybe giving a dog the power of Shazam is not the solution. At least you can reason with a child. I mean, not super well. But better than a dog.
Hey, dog, don't do
dog,
that.
Dog, get out of the car. And the dog will just give me that blank dog expression. Yeah,
as
tilt its head.
Accelerates.
And it just drives off. Well.
Get back here. Don't put your foot on the pedal. I can see the car moving.
He's gone.
He's going 80. He doesn't know
the speed limit.
Yeah, he can't read. He's a dog.
What's a cop going to do if it pulls If the cop pulls him over, he's a dog.
Did it fix his colorblindness at least? Does he know to stop at red? He doesn't know to stop for a red light.
My dog's going to crash my fucking car.
He doesn't know red.
It's not even my car. Sorry, ma'am.
Fuck.
I'm so sorry.
Is your car insured?
I would do that. I would call up your insurance company and see if they cover this.
See if they if you're being carjacked by a dog, man.
If your insurance company cover that, great. If not, I'm really sorry.
This is technically an act of gods.
You might be able to argue that.
Wait, no, that's bad. Insurance often doesn't cover an act of God.
Yeah, that's true. Damn. Okay, so not a dog.
I wouldn't trust
a dog with the powers of
what
Shazam.
What age are you? So is it a 10-year-old boy we're given?
I think Billy Batson's like, 10. Well, tell me, 9, is that better? 11?
Well, I'm just trying to think. Like, the younger you go, the worse.
Yeah.
Because there is that age, I think, is it like where they're toddler age, where it's like children are at their most sociopathic.
Yeah.
But they're at their most weakest, so they can't do anything about it.
Yeah, that's true.
They don't quite develop empathy and consequences yet.
Yeah. But also, I'd be really nervous about giving it to a teenager.
I
don't want to mix that with hormones or whatever. Fuck? Yeah.
They're going to be peeping toms. Too many peeping toms.
The possibility, the risk of perversion is too high.
I kind of think
10's the best age to get Shazamed.
Maybe not. Yeah. Definitely.
You look skeptical. What
not
age would
you pick?
Not
a teenage boy. Teenage girl, maybe?
Maybe.
They're less perverted.
I don't know about that.
But that's only because I know what it was like being a pervert child.
Yeah.
12, if they haven't like kicked into puberty yet, will be all right.
But then they got a year. And then puberty's going to kick in, and they already have the power of Shazam.
Whereas if they've got the power of Shazam,
they've
got
to be 24.
24?
Why
not 20? Why 24?
Have you met a 20-year-old?
Come on, full offense
to everyone under the age of 30 listening.
You fucking idiot.
Stupid.
Dumbest cunts in the land.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, don't get smart until you're at least 26, really, do you?
And even like, then. I'm 21, I'm an adult
now.
No, you're not.
You're a fucking child with a license.
You're a fucking loathsome moron.
Yeah.
With shit for brains.
Yeah.
And it's not even a good shit.
Yeah, your brain fully develops when you're mid to late 20s. So that. Yeah.
And you started drinking, so you're putting holes in it.
Oh, shit.
I feel like getting the power of Shazam. Well, if you got the power of Shazam now, you know, 30 in your mid 30s or whatever.
I would just be happy that my body no longer aches.
Yeah, it would be kind of awesome.
God. To have posture that's
good.
Probably not be tired all the time.
That would be awesome. My bones wouldn't be sore.
No sore bones.
My back is fine.
I wouldn't have to wear glasses. That would be nice.
Wouldn't fight crime.
Yeah, no.
No.
I would just live my regular life, but I would not be in pain.
I'd get up like this.
Yeah.
No groaning.
Oh, dude, hear, no little grunt when you move.
This would be the sound of me getting out of a getting up out of a chair.
Yeah.
Oh. I'd hover at the urinal.
Oh.
Piss from the air.
Yeah.
That's good. I'd hover above the toilet.
You reckon you'd sleep better? Because you'd be more comfortable because your body doesn't ache?
I think so. Absolutely. Yeah. You wouldn't get blocked nostrils or like a congestion or anything.
No sinuses?
Yeah, it'd be pretty cool. The wizard would be pissed.
You can't be Shazam all the time just to relax. Yes, well,
take it off me then.
Watch
care.
Me.
Yeah.
I don't know, what are we going to do? What do we mean? Fighting devil?
Yeah.
I'm not doing that.
I'm not fighting crime. I'm relaxing, okay? Hey,
look, call the fucking cops. Yeah. Leave me alone.
Yeah, whatever. I'm going to go for a run and not feel tired for like a day afterwards.
I'm not even going to go for a run because, as you can see, I'm already shredded.
Yeah, I'm fine. Yeah. I'm in the best shape of my life.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm in a burger.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to eat a lot of cheese and not worry about the consequences.
Maybe this is proof that we've fucked it, and if you're 30 plus, you shouldn't become Shazam because you wouldn't use it
either. True.
Yeah, there's a tipping point where you're like, I'm selfishly going to abuse the Shazam.
Yeah, I'm just grateful
for
this body.
Yeah, is there a point where it's like you're not too like perverted / horny?
Yeah.
And you have like a sense of justice, like where you still think maybe that there is that you maybe believe in karma or that there is justice in the world, and that the cops are useful. You know,
believe many myths about being alive.
Yeah, where are you the most idealistic?
I put my trust in the justice system. Like, when do you have that
for the horniness and being a pervert to wear off? But to still have lust for life.
Yeah.
Probably looking at like 23, 24.
Yeah.
Maybe. But then you might be jaded.
Yeah. It depends on the person.
Absolutely.
Could be a sheltered life.
Yeah. Someone that's sheltered or an absolute root rat of a team.
Oh, a root rat.
That's true.
Root rat. You get all the root ratting out early.
Yeah.
And then you Shazam. So. Look, I don't want to like toot my own horn here, but me 16, I think I'm good.
16,
you reckon
is
you'd be a good
young.
Shazam?
Yeah, I got my root ratting done young. I was too young.
I know,
so I'm pretty good.
No. But
all right, fair enough.
You tick the root rat box, but you at 16 doesn't clear a lot of other things.
Still pretty horny. Yeah.
Pretty horny, not very clever.
Oh,
dumb as shit.
Dumb as shit. You need to finish high school, I reckon.
What? 17.
Because you get the power, you get the wisdom of Solomon, right?
Look, 17.
Oh, you do get the wisdom of Solomon, but you don't get common sense.
No, yeah.
No. Plus, the wisdom of Solomon is like the wisdom of
when
like
did you start
Bible
playing
times.
World of Warcraft?
That would have been, just after 18. Okay.
This is a tricky one. Joel Zammit got worse once he finished being a teen.
Yeah, because I turned 18 like basically at the end of the year, which is in Australia. That's when like our schooling finishes. November, December is when our like. We
That's
finished
the end
so
of
our exams for like the end of schooling was like around like November, and so I was basically turned 18 after my last exam.
Okay.
So like I was quite young. So I think at that moment in time,
before World of Warcraft got its hooks in you,
because
then you could just sit there for like hours and hours, days and days, just in Shazam form, running raids
and farming.
If anyone gets lippy, you somehow use your Shazam powers to go beat them up.
Yeah.
So maybe the day before you got into World of Warcraft.
I think me 17. I reckon I would be all right.
You would have been a good Shazam. Idealistic, still believed in the...
I think so. I think had high hopes for the world.
Okay, yeah, nice. All right, that's good.
I think at 17, I don't... Yeah, 17, hadn't gotten assaulted, hadn't dealt with cops doing fuck all.
Yeah.
And that was like, again, a sheltered little white boy in the eastern suburbs of Melbourne.
Yeah.
Very much living a sheltered life. So, being like, those guys. That's the camera. Like, you got them on a CCTV. Yeah, them. Yeah, no, that's
yeah,
him.
Yeah, you'll take care of them. Yeah. I trust the cops.
You might make a bottle by that cunt. Yeah. That's the guy. So you spoke to them. He said he wasn't there. And that's it.
He's on the camera.
That's all you're doing.
Yeah.
No further questions?
Nah, we got homeless people to go beat up. Sorry.
All right.
Do you think
really?
That...
That's it?
Yeah.
Okay.
But would you not... Is the struggle of Shazamming not that you will then become jaded?
Why?
Well... Because as you still are aging as you.
Well, but then I have the power to stop things. So you'd be like Peter Parker as Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Where he flips them up and then he's like, and it'll be sorted out and he goes on his merry way. Mm. So with Shazam, it's like, I sorted it out. And you can remain blissfully ignorant for a bit to be like, and it'll be all sorted. And you don't deal with the consequences.
Joel Zammert tries to get, the muggers attempt to mug Joel Zammert, and he punches them so hard on the top of the head that their legs go into the ground.
Yeah.
Like he plants them. Like
So I think
that's them officers, the ones buried waist deep in the pavement.
That's the guys. They're the ones that they be dead.
Well, you committed a crime then, too.
Oh, what are you going to
do? Up and away.
Self-defense, up and away.
I don't think there was ever a good time for me to be Shazam.
Yeah.
I don't think there's ever been an age where it would be appropriate for me.
Yeah, because
maybe just before I die so I can keep living.
No. We pulled the plug for a reason.
He pulled the plug. Beep, beep, beep. Shazam!
Yeah, I think giving...
That's scary.
That is very...
If I ever say Shazam, I die.
You are a corpse. All they got to do is... the wizard takes her powers off you.
That's
murder on his hands.
I'll just live a regular life. I won't be any bother to anyone, but I'm going to live forever.
I'm going to outlive my grandkids.
Yeah, dream.
Yeah, that's good. No inheritance for you, Jim.
Sorry, granddaddy's immortal.
I should be in your will.
Yeah, this house money remains goes up. My house.
Oh, yeah.
Have you heard of trickle-up economics?
That's what I'm dealing with, baby. I just keep getting richer and richer.
Break off a little for granddaddy, hey?
Yeah, granddaddy taxes.
I hate our immortal granddad.
I'm 117 years old. I look 30.
Trick him into saying Shazam, he'll fucking die. Hey, granddad, what's the thing you're not meant to say? Oh, Shazam. Wait!
That was fucking easy. Like day two. I think, 10 years old might be the perfect...
I think 10's good.
Because at 10, when they do grow up, they'll be Shazam for a bit.
Yeah.
So hopefully that puberty that's hitting and all that kind of stuff isn't going to be really there because they're Shazamming so hard.
Oh, you think you say Shazam so hard and interrupt their puberty?
No, they're too busy Shazamming. They've got no time to masturbate.
Well, I mean, that's bad because they can
masturbate.
Horny.
They should be allowed to masturbate.
But... like a 10-year-old.
Yeah.
So currently, as it stands, I think that I could, and this is not going to be a surprise to listeners, I could get into a violent altercation where I know I'm doing the right thing and it's for the greater good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that wouldn't fuck me up too bad.
Okay.
Yeah.
If I'm a 10-year-old.
It's like, once again, I think we can all be part of that. Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah. But as a 10-year-old.
As a 10-year-old, like that, a fight, just a general fight would probably fuck you up, let alone...
One where you can, say, punch a hole through somebody.
Yeah. I guess it's the risk is that if I accidentally killed a man now with my strength.
Yeah.
Funny.
We're laughing at the funeral, baby.
I'm like, I'm not even that strong.
Your Honor, it shouldn't be manslaughter because the man was too weak.
Give me a weight to lift. I bet I can't. Mr. Bailey, you still killed him. Yeah, but I'm weak as hell.
I don't know how.
I can do, like, 10 push-ups max and I need to sleep.
It's
come on.
It's kind of like when someone dies drink driving. It's just on them.
No, you did it. Huh? I don't know what you're talking about. Here,
but
find
I'm
me now.
So
come
weird.
Down and wrestle me now and see if it's legitimate. Oh my God, I killed the judge.
up and away.
Oh, I have no powers. I'm just a guy. up and walk out of the courtroom. Yes,
so
you're right.
If a 10-year-old, like say it's Billy Bastion, right?
Yeah.
And... because he's like, oh, you're sad and lonely or whatever. But if you're not like
a
Billy...
Despicable, lonesome boy.
Yeah.
But like, if it's a 10-year-old, say, that has been bullied.
Yeah.
And or a 10-year-old that gets picked on or whatever that might be.
If the 10-year-old's got a chip on their shoulder, we're fucked.
Whatever that might be. If they're the moment they're like, oh, nice hat, shit hat.
Yeah.
Suddenly the person that said that has no mouth because it got punched clean off.
Nice hole in your head.
As they cry.
Oh my God.
As they bleed onto the
pavement.
You're
still alive. Oh no. Dude, you should not be living with a hole in your head.
And then the kid that got Shazam, he's probably also in a bit of shock because that's his first punch.
Absolutely.
Yeah, he punched the guy's mouth right to the back of the head.
He's got no training.
Yeah, Shazam's as strong as Superman.
Like, no training.
But Superman had Ma and Pa Kent who were like, hey, pull your punches.
And also, he aged with it.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
So if you watch the beautiful show that is Smallville.
Oh, yeah, what a show.
Know, he he ages with, like, he gets powers every now and again, and they're on the fritz, and this happens, and rah, rah. But he learns how to kind of adapt.
He gets
with
x-ray
them,
vision,
you know?
And horny, right?
Yeah, so, yeah. He gets x-ray vision, he sees bones, and then he gets horny for the first time, which is, you don't want that confluence. That's bad. No. So wait, so are we saying then that perhaps it would be better if Shazam was Shazam from the beginning?
What do you mean?
So the moment they're born, they're Shazam.
Or the kid.
Well, that's what Superman gets. Superman's got the powers from the beginning. And maybe he gets incrementally.
The,
yeah. So baby has
Then he's a shh.
Yeah.
He's a shh.
He says shh as a baby, and he gets the wisdom of Solomon.
Yeah. Oh,
he says, mother and father, I will only grow in power.
What? Yeah, he's a little baby, takes the nipple out of its mouth, looks the mother dead in the eye. Mother, I will only become more powerful.
Or does he go like, sir, and then he gets a human, like an adult head?
Just an adult brain.
This is only going to get worse. Next, I will receive, what is he, what's the H?
Hercules.
But he's got the wisdom of Solomon to be able to deal with his strong body.
He knows not to crush anyone with his very powerful Herculean hands.
What if... I guess you'd almost have to just like...
I was going to say, he gets tired until he says shah, because then he gets the stamina.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
It's when he says shaz that he gets like lightning bolts. That's an issue.
Yeah.
He's just stayed at
That would be fine. You just have a smart baby. That'd be awesome.
Smart baby.
Is that awesome?
Says some ominous stuff.
Is having a genius baby something we need?
Is being a baby genius good?
Yeah.
That's another plumber. That's another
question for time after we sit down and watch Baby Geniuses.
Yeah, one and two.
I saw that movie in the cinema and I fucking loved it.
Yeah, damn, me too. Right,
haven't seen Baby Geniuses 2, though.
No, that's got superheroes in it, apparently.
Yeah.
The main baby from Baby Geniuses comes back with superpowers. Yeah,
that makes sense.
Yeah,
he was a baby genius after all.
Well, I guess he did say
exactly.
He got to the shh.
Baby geniuses is fucked up because all kids are born very clever as baby geniuses, but then when they can start talking, they forget,
they lose their baby genius.
Yeah.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
If Shazam grows up with the wisdom of Solomon,
yeah,
is it awesome?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
To know you're a baby.
another little. Hang on. When you say so, does Billy Bastion, when he says Shazam, he gets the powers of Shazam?
Yes.
So when he says un-Shazam and he becomes Billy Bastion, well, he's not as strong or as fast, whatever. Mm. Is he still wise?
No.
Fuck.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking about when we were saying is you're a teenager. You're like, dude, it's awesome. I've got Shazam powers. I'm going to use this to fucking steal a dildo or whatever.
Yeah.
And you're like, Shazam. And you're like,
I shouldn't steal a dildo.
I'll go home. Shazam.
Where's my dildo?
Why didn't I steal a fucking dildo? What am I, dumb as
fuck?
What the
fuck? Shazam.
I need that dildo. If I steal a dildo, I'm using my powers in an, ethical way.
It just feels not good, okay? So I'm not stealing a dildo. Shazam. Find it. All right, let's go poo on the neighbor's daughter.
Yeah.
Shazam. No.
Okay, that's actually fucked up. It's absolutely me.
It's a little thing called consent.
Yeah. Let's have
this conversation now.
You can't do that.
Shazam!
So, yeah, there's trouble doing it as a teenager. Yeah. You know what I mean? You don't want sudden clarity.
No.
No.
Or maybe you do.
I guess maybe because you are Shazamming, you do get all the powers, but because that wisdom is that, so it's basically like the three laws of robotics.
It's there to stop
you doing fucked up.
It's a sort of a fail-safe, the wisdom of Solomon. You know, it keeps you on the straight and narrow.
Yeah.
If that's the case, then we could give it to any kid at any age, really.
So even like a little psychopath, he is like, here you go. And he's like, this is going to help me kill a dog faster.
Shazam.
Oh, no.
I cannot. But then that introduces some kind of worrying questions about Billy Batson and how much of Shazam is Billy Batson and how much is just some guy named Shazam.
Well,
you know
I guess that's what the Kingdom Come comics does.
Yeah.
Shazam and Billy Batson work separate of each other.
Yeah.
But in the movies, which is where we usually focus.
Yeah.
Because we've seen the movies.
Definitely have seen that film.
And we can't remember the comics. Yeah.
Who? In the movies, it's clearly the same guy.
Yes. Yeah.
Like, they have the same brain.
Yeah, that's true.
Because Shazam is a buffoon. If anything, Shazam is more buffoonish than
Billy Batson.
Well, Billy Batson's a bit of an emo kid.
Yeah.
If you pay attention.
Yeah.
Does he actually say Shazam or does he say Hazam?
Definitely says, unfortunately, Shazam. Hazam!
He just gets a ham.
No, I'm just curious.
Oh, my God.
Billy Batson, Hazam!
Sam! And then so he's got all the powers, but he's dumb as shit.
Well, maybe there's actually that's just not one. They say it is because Hazam sounds stupid. They're like, well, Shazam.
The S is silent for this.
Yeah, because you don't get the wisdom of Solomon at all.
He doesn't seem to get the wisdom there because he is doing some stuff which you'd be like, surely the wisdom of Solomon.
Like flossing.
Yeah.
Solomon, the biblical king, would never have
flossed. Apparently it's not in the movie and we'll find it in a couple of weeks, but apparently in the trailer for the second one where he throws the dinosaur at a boss or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know what
he throws a dinosaur at a boss, okay?
Yeah.
Or he throws a boss at a dragon, and then he's like, I just threw a boss at a dragon. My life is awesome. Well, that's not in the movie. And the director was like, I'm sorry, that was in the trailer.
in the first one, he throws a Batman toy at a robber.
Yeah, that's not very wise.
That's kind of silly.
Yeah.
Then again, it's like, I guess with a soft toy thrown with the power of Hercules should at least hurt somewhat, right? But doesn't.
What about if, in fact, Billy Batson is receiving not powers from gods at all? Billy Batson just gets a set of powers that's like, you're strong, you're fast, and you can fly and shoot lightning.
Yeah.
And kind of like retroactively, the wizard was like, I guess this is our explanation for them.
Because
we never see Hercules or Zeus be like, that's a bit of my power. And does this...
you don't really... Like, with Black Adam.
Yeah.
He's not like...
They're not like the power of... some god with A is their first initial or whatever.
Well, because he's not... Wait. Is he also... Does he also get Shazam?
He's the Shazam.
Yeah, he's the Shazam.
No, but as in like the actual Shazam? As in like...
What do you mean the actual Shazam?
Because like, Shazam has a power set of like these particular gods.
Yeah.
Is Black Adam also those particular gods?
I think in the comics he is, but it doesn't seem like he is in the movie.
In the movies, what does he say? Does he say anything?
He does say Shazam, actually, I think. Yeah.
Yeah.
He says Shazam.
Imagine if he said Black Adam.
Black Adam.
So Dwayne says Shazam in the
film? Yeah, he says Shazam.
Wow. What a film.
Yeah. So
washed over me, huh?
Yeah, it's like all good movies do.
Yeah.
So I think I think he just gets a basic set of powers and it's got nothing to do with these gods at all.
Yeah.
And the wisdom of Solomon just isn't one. They just say it is.
Which means that a 10-year-old terrible.
Then real bad.
Yeah, if you are getting at least a kind of inbuilt failsafe, that's a great concept because then it stops them from doing all the fuck stuff that, you know, any teen will do.
Yeah, but I think we can clearly see in the movie that doesn't happen. He's an idiot. So, okay, would you trust a 10-year-old with the power of Shazam? No. Who would you trust?
Superman.
Okay, Superman can take Shazam and get the same.
Well, now he can shoot lightning.
Oh, that's true, he gets lightning
powers.
And
his clothes change from blue to red.
And he gets a bit extra buff.
Yeah, that's true, he gets a little...
Or does he become like...
A little less buff.
Yeah, or does he become like the image of his dad, Clark Kent. And then he gets a heart attack and then he dies.
Rest in peace, Superman.
That's how we kill Superman.
Okay, we make him go Shazam mode and that somehow makes him his dad?
Well, because this Billy becomes his dad.
He just looks like his dad.
It's like, is that Pa Kent flying? Pa Kent's like, what's going on?
Whoa.
What about those eternally optimistic fucking uni students that somehow still exist by the end of university?
Okay.
The world's a beautiful place and my degree's almost over.
Yeah.
How are you thinking both of those things at the same time?
I was going to say, what about like a drama kid?
Oh, no. The pageantry. I don't want that. No, terrible. I was a drama kid. We don't want any of that, dude.
Yeah.
I think I liked this dog idea at the beginning. I think we're going to make it somebody completely removed from human ethics. I think that's the way
okay,
to go.
Okay, okay.
So something in the same lines as a dog, basically.
Like a fish or something.
Shazam horse is pretty good.
Yeah, Shazam horse.
But then they might be like, oh, the things you have done to like my race's backs.
That's true.
And then we're going to get kicked. A lot of us are going to get kicked in the head.
Yeah.
What about an ape?
Oh, okay, like a chimpanzee.
No.
Okay.
What about a baboon?
Maximum violence is inflicted on the city immediately.
I like an orangutan, but then I'm like, wait.
Every ape is going to shit and tear faces off.
Yeah,
jerk off, and not necessarily in that order.
You can't go an ape.
And also they'll be like, what have you done to us?
What about this? What if every day a new person gets Shazam?
So everyone gets like just
you get
random.
One day of Shazamming.
How do you know? Or you wake up as Shazam.
You wake up, you get a letter in the mail.
It's your day.
Congratulations, your day. Today you are Shazam.
Yeah.
And we share the power. Some people are going to do bad things with it,
but
some people are going to do good things.
Because the next day, they're not Shazam.
Yeah.
And then,
they're going to face the consequences of their actions. Sure, there's probably going to be a lot of people dead.
Yeah. Like,
you
to be honest,
crack a few
you
eggs.
Know, okay. The very extreme.
Oh, I'm Shazam. Time to go punch a hole in the heads of 10 of my enemies.
The thing is, like, if you go to the extreme, right? If you're like, you're a piece of shit.
Yeah.
And you get the Shazam powers, and you're like, well, if I do any sort of damage, I'm gonna get consequences. But if I kill everyone, if I throw Earth into the sun, no consequences.
I'm watching
for me.
Crowds get massacred by a Shazam, and I'm like. You gotta crack a few eggs. Don't worry, this will all come around tomorrow.
This idea will be good tomorrow when someone good gets it.
When someone good will.
And they do kind things like buy everyone in the city ice cream.
And they do kind things like kill this Shazam.
Well, Jackson, but tomorrow that guy will just be a regular guy. Mm-hmm.
A regular guy who needs to die.
Yeah. And then he'll save, well, not these people.
Yeah.
No one's around to save these people because like we gave the Shazam powers to a monster. Yeah. But tomorrow.
But then, like, he's got the powers of Shazam, so he's got like the strength or stamina of Atlas. Now he could like body like holding the world. Hour 23. What do you think he's gonna do?
I think he'll accept the consequence of his actions. I think.
Yeah. He'll think.
He'll definitely not destroy the world.
And I think tomorrow, comically, it'll balance out.
Yeah.
Jackson, what could a man do to make up for the massacres of thousands in one day?
Thousands? Well,
he'll figure it out.
Keep going, Jack.
He'll figure it out.
That's all right. He has to deal with the guilty conscience. That's punishment in itself.
The next Sam gets to squish his head like a grape, I'm sure he'll be like, I did bad.
That's so funny.
Not just, oh no, my head, he's getting squished like a grape. Also, do we know this? Who this Shazam is? Because tomorrow he's going to be a regular guy.
he's
going to be a survivor.
He's no longer going to be recognizable.
In fact, you've basically given anyone carte blanche to do anything because they're unrecognizable unless they're like, I look like my dad?
Yeah.
And we don't know if that's a one-to-one that always happens.
Yeah.
Basically, the purge.
Basically,
one person gets the purge every day.
Yeah, every day. That's a hellscape.
It's so funny. Imagine the next day the person gets it. I'm like, hey, well done. Congrats on being Shazam. You will need to kill a man. I know normally everybody gets carte blanche. Do what you like as Shazam, but there's something really needs to be taken care of.
They're a regular guy, so don't even stress.
They killed heaps of people, so it's actually good that you killed them.
Yeah, like, in fact. Yeah, I guess it's retroactive justice, you could argue.
You think about it like that, you're doing your good thing. And I know this is probably going to spoil your Shazam day. And they rise up and massacre another thousand. Two in a row.
I like you're saying a thousand. That's...
Yeah. Well, however many.
Tens of thousands.
Yeah.
Can you push a country into the ocean?
You could try.
You could
give it a whack.
Definitely
absolutely.
Move a country, I reckon.
Yeah, you could shift it.
And if you move the country, if you move certain countries in the wrong spot, they'll die anyway.
What if you just move the moon a bit closer?
That'll fuck everything up.
But that probably won't happen straight away. And then we just think the next day somebody moves it a bit further back.
Yeah.
And they're just going to hope they get it in exactly the right place.
Yeah, but once, so if you're using, say, a baby again.
Yeah.
So if we give it to a baby, Are they a baby but with the powers of Shazam?
Yes.
So they have a mind of a baby. The yes. smoothest brain we can think
absolutely,
of.
Absolutely.
So
yeah.
that's real bad because they don't have object permanence.
They just go, I think. Yeah. They just fly away and we never find the baby again.
Yeah.
Mom, it's a sad day to be the owner of that baby. Yeah. Maybe it'll meet up with that dog.
Yeah, maybe.
That dog that carjacked that poor woman.
Yeah. What?
Could you? Okay, what about this?
Why doesn't the wizard just make themselves Shazam?
I think they're too old, which I don't know, doesn't make sense, but I think that's what it is in the...
Could
what about this? What if we...
A computer.
Okay.
Could you a computer? What?
Like an AI.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then the problem there is an AI is always programmed by man.
And if you make the AI is famously into computer.
Yeah. Well, okay, what about this? What if we, as a government, okay, as a world government,
yeah.
one world order, okay, yeah. we're taking away your rights. No, so what if we, as a government, we trained somebody to be the perfect Shazam.
Oh, like what they did mean? With US Agent?
Yeah.
What is that?
How did that go? Yeah.
Does that mean? What does that include?
We instill.
Let's say we're Australia. We instill the what? We train them like militarily. Is it a military organization?
No. Because we know.
Are we teaching them in like politicking? Are we teaching them in statecraft?
Best case scenario. Uh-huh. Okay. We try to make them the politics. We try to make.
So we're basically kind of you're destined to be the king of Australia, and we're going to teach you in statecraft.
You will be the defender of the country of Australia. We're going to teach you statecraft. We're going to teach you ethics. We're going
to
teach.
Sounds like you might as well just go to America and make AOC Shazam.
Well, that doesn't benefit me.
So yeah,
you're thank you. Maybe.
No, that would be nice, yeah.
You know, but again,
she might put you in office.
Don't do that.
Changes the laws so that you don't need to be an American citizen.
Yeah, but the problem there is it's like, well, no matter what you're doing, it's the whole thing of like, well, now you're giving someone absolute power. So sure, a random person that we've trained in statecraft, in military ethics. Training, in ethics, that kind of stuff. But the thing is, it's your ethics.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Your statecraft.
Absolutely.
Oh, no. You know,
so it's all
well, not
about...
not mine. No, hopefully not mine.
Because they're all big weaknesses for you,
Jack. It's just, it's the Australian government, or the American government, or the UK government, or whatever country that is doing it. It's their perspective, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And so we're basically, you're kind of really brainwashing
somebody. Oh, yeah,
100%.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And that was never in question.
Yeah. And then the moment that they have the Shazam powers,
yeah.
they can either like, okay, cool, I will then, you know, be that.
Yeah.
Like, I will be, you know, Captain Australia, whatever. Or it's like, well, hang on a second. I am the most powerful individual right now.
We trained this guy badly. Shut down the program.
I press the button, nothing happens.
How can you stop me?
Didn't we try to put anything in place so this didn't happen?
No.
While you were training
me in
ethics and all that kind of stuff.
The brainwashing didn't fucking take.
Yeah.
Whose fault is this?
Well, like, if I get the wisdom of Solomon.
I don't think that's a power you're really getting.
No, I don't think so. Yeah. Either. And he's like, no matter what you do, it's either going to be very bad for the rest of the world or any of, say, I guess the non-elites or the non-people in charge in power.
Mm-hmm.
Because what you've then done is you've made... Sure, you're like, oh, we've trained this person up to be the protector of Australia.
Yeah.
And then it's like, yes, I'm the protector of Australia. I'm the leader of Australia. I am the forever king of Australia. We
got to put stuff in place so he doesn't think this shit.
Well, there is stuff in place to stop that in government, but the problem is if you're powerful enough.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's what the brainwashing's for. That's exactly the reason we brainwashed this guy.
Yeah, but then if you realize you've been brainwashed...
Well, that's the point of brainwashing.
But that'll happen when you turn into Shazam.
Yeah.
If he gets the wisdom of Solomon, yes.
Yeah.
But if that's not part of the set, it's not going to happen. Look, I think that nobody should have the powers of Shazam.
I think we should probably try and get this wizard.
Kill the wizard with a brick.
Yeah, okay.
Prevent all of it and stop giving your powers to idiots.
Little boys.
I think the best thing is if, like, you get Shazam, the first thing you do, you kill that wizard.
Yep. Okay.
You then say Shazam.
And then you...
tear out your own tongue so you can't say Shazam again.
Oh!
Take your bat and ball and leave.
Or we find whoever has Shazam powers currently and take out their tongue, and then they can't... They can't go back to Shazam. They can't become Shazam again.
That wizard.
Well, we kill the wizard too.
Yeah. But in this is really late to throw this curveball, mm-hmm. but in Black Adam,
yeah,
Black Adam's son gives him the power of Shazam when he's dying. So maybe if he tore up the Shazam kid's tongue, the same thing would happen.
Yeah, he'd just give it to someone else.
Yeah, I guess we just give it to Black Adam's kid. That's it. He seemed to be doing pretty good.
He seemed pretty good. Black Adam as well solved a lot of problems.
But Black Adam sucked. Yeah. He let the town get exploded.
Yeah, the only thing, the only reason why, I mean, the reason, but that Black Adam's kid did so well is because he was being so oppressed.
Yeah, that's true.
You kind of need, like, I guess, the oppressed. So I guess in your, like, terrible police state where we're brainwashing citizens.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Whoever rises up from that to destroy whatever the... Look,
what if we have the power to give people Shazam powers and we just find people in the worst possible situation? Yeah. Shazam.
I think maybe...
Because it can go one of two ways. Remember earlier, your guy that couldn't stop killing thousands of people?
Yeah.
If the world has shit on an individual so much, then they might not decide to do the greater good.
Yeah, what if you split it all and everyone got one letter?
Well, that's...
Or is it the problem there where is in like, well, I guess whoever gets H, well, he'll break the necks of everyone else.
Mm.
Yeah.
Can we just spread like everybody gets like a 0.001% of the Shazam power?
I think the best solution is to kill the wizard.
Kill the wizard.
Don't worry about it. If a devil comes,
nobody
devil
should
comes.
Be Shazam.
Whoops.
If the devil comes, well, that's Judgment Day.
We had it coming.
Yeah.
We will be judged and sent to
rightfully so.
Yeah, exactly.
And on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
And I've also been Joel.
Look, Shazam, it's a bad idea. I don't know what to tell you.
Don't give it to kids.
Don't give it to dogs or adults, old people, young people, brainwashed people.
Yeah. What?
It's all bad.
Jackson.
I agree.
Yeah.
Don't give me the powers of Shazam.
Bad all the way down.
Yeah.
Shazam.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend. Winning is an everyday mindset, and we're here to help. I'm Craig Robinson. Join me and Coach John Calipari for Ways to Win. We're kicking off during March Madness. Cal's Kentucky Wildcats are in the hunt. So throughout the tournament, I'm going to call up my friend to ask about his wins, losses, and especially what he's telling his players in the locker room.
You got to win every day.
Find the Ways to Win podcast anywhere you listen.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.